You know, the French writer Colette said, I had a wonderful life if I had but realized it at the time. Because we spend our present moments irritated about things that have happened in the past, or projecting fearfully onto the future, or excitedly onto the future, or happily onto the past. Doesn't matter what we do, it doesn't matter what we use. Our egos are going to find some way to take us out of the only narrow slice of life we ever get. Right now. I don't know about you, but I sometimes think about how great it was when. And yet, if I'm honest with myself, I can go back to when I thought it was great when. And I actually felt, you know, it's going to be great when at that time. And so now I either look excitedly towards the future, or I look afraid, fearfully, at the future. But you know what? It's like Gertrude Stein said, when you get there, there is no there. There. Because when I get to the future, chances are I'll be living in the past. Projecting on to the next future. We live so little of our lives. We're present for so little of our lives. Almost 2 years ago, my mother made her transition. My mother was busy with things that mattered to her. Right up until she was no longer here, she was busy. And when she was gone, somehow nobody picked up those things to do. They were her things. I have my things. And unfortunately, those things take me away from here. You know why I like doing this in vision? Two real reasons. Number one, I get to see my favorite people in the world. In my opinion, the people I love, my friends, my family, people I connect with. And I look, it's my reason, even if it's for 5 seconds, giving you a hug during a greeting. This is my time to socialize with you. And the other reason is, I am more present during this 20 to 25 minutes of my time than probably during any other time of the week. People who have come and heard my talks on Saturday nights, they'll come the following day and they'll say it was very different. And I'll say it's because there was different people. What I'm saying and what I'm going to say sometimes changes by a look in your eye. By something I feel by you. I get to truly be present. So thank you for this opportunity. We should all have something like this. Something that when we're in it, we're in the flow. You know, the present is truly a present, but only if you're present. It's said that the Buddha one day did a talk for his disciples, and he held up a flower. And that's all he did. That was his lecture. That was his talk. That was his homily. He held up a flower. And it's said that at the end, several of his followers walked away like, I get it. Deep message. And they asked one of the senior followers of the Buddha, what was the meaning of the message? He said, the Buddha was showing us, isn't this a beautiful flower? You know, the great philosopher Billy Joel said, the good old days weren't always good, and tomorrow ain't as bad as it seems. We all have this rude roommate. We all have this ego. We all have this thing that, in my opinion, is a blessing because it always keeps us defined more clearly who we are by doubting us, challenging us, everything, whether you're a parent, whether whatever you are, it's going to find a little way to make you second guess yourself. And really what it's trying to do is to get you out of this moment. By the way, what time is it? Now. Where are you? Here. I so want to check in on Facebook like 15 times a day and just go, I'm here. I'm here. Because I might as well, because when I'm at Cafe Gratitude, I'm often thinking about going home and working on my radio show. When I'm home working on my radio show, I'm thinking about the fact that Leah's coming over on Saturday and what are we going to do for the weekend. When I'm at the gym, I'm thinking about being with Marty. When I'm with Marty, well, I'm usually with Marty. Was, wasn't it, Bill? Hey, Valentine's Day's coming up. I'm not stupid. Bill said, good answer. There's so many ways we can play with the word present, you know? Because in many ways, the present is pre-sent to us. It's pre-sent to us by whom? By us. Based on how we lived the present 5 minutes, an hour, 3 days ago, dictates how we are now. So the best thing we can do is have a good now. Is to have a really good now. It's truly one of the things I'm working on is that being present, you know? And it's amazing how easy it is to get pushed off to where you're thinking about something, anything else. I started doing this thing when I'm at stoplights, where I take my mala off, and I try to just be present at the stoplight. Anything that's there I can think about, anything that's there I can focus on, but it has to be there. It has to be in my field of vision. And then I try and go for an entire breath, was I focused only on the present? And if so, I move to the next bead in my mala. One of these days, I'm going to get to two. But at least I'm working on it, and I'm starting to feel it, and I'm starting to sense it. When I was in San Diego a couple of weeks ago, this school principal was telling me about a book that his wife had bought him at the gift shop at the hotel we were staying in and had read him this book the night before. I said, the whole book? He goes, yeah. And he goes, but it was a children's book. And he started telling me about this children's book, Mindful Monkey and Happy Panda. And I said, oh, this is great. I've got to go down and get one. Well, he actually got up, left the table, and went and bought it for me. And I'd never met this guy before. It was really nice. So last week, this was shared with the kids. So today, I'm going to share it with the kids. Us big kids. Just think of me as Mr. Rogers. One late afternoon, as Monkey was walking home from a long day at school, monkey came across panda sitting serenely in a thicket of bamboo. "You always seem so happy and peaceful," said monkey. "Yes, you could say that," said happy panda with a little smile. "What do you do to be so peaceful and happy?" Panda replied, "I walk, I work, I read, I eat, I play, and I rest." "I walk, I work, I read, I eat, I play, and I rest too, but I'm not so happy," said monkey. "That seems true," says Panda, as he looked at the monkey. "So monkey, what do you think about when you do those things?" "Well," said monkey, "when I walk, I also think about doing my chores. When I do my chores, I also think about reading. When I read, I also think about eating. When I eat, I also think about playing. When I play, I also think about resting. When I rest, I also think about walking." "Ah," said Panda, "your monkey mind jumps from one thing to another, always to somewhere other than you are, to something other than what you're doing right now." "Well, of course it does," said monkey. "Isn't that what everybody's mind does?" "Well," said happy panda, "when I walk, I'm just walking. When I work, I'm just working. When I read, I'm just reading. When I eat, I'm just eating." There's a big yum, he's eating bamboo. "When I play, I'm just playing. When I rest, I am just resting." "True happiness," said Happy Panda gently, "comes from bringing all your attention to whatever you are doing right now. There is no need to think about what happened yesterday. Yesterday's gone, over, done. And there's no need to worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow isn't here, but today is all around us, bringing your mind back to the moment, right here, over and over and over again, is called mindfulness." "Oh, I get it," said monkey. "Mindful. Your mind is full of the present, full of right now. That's definitely how I want to be." And at that very moment, monkey started to practice mindfulness. Being present is a decision we don't make. It's a decision we can make, but we don't make it because there are so many distractions, so many things trying to take us out. You know, yesterday was Marty's mom's 88th birthday, and I don't speak Spanish, so Marty, actually I worked on a few words to say when I called her, so I wanted to call her and wish her a happy birthday. And we called and we got her voicemail, and Marty goes, "Hang up." I said, "Why?" She goes, "Hang up. She doesn't even know she has a voicemail. She won't answer it, she won't check it, whatever." And we start thinking, what do you mean? How could a person not know the voicemail? 15, 20 years ago, we didn't have voicemail. And yet, we still had challenges being present. But now we have more distractions. Our phones go off constantly. They're always in our pockets. You know, somebody discovered a new cookie recipe and they put it on Facebook. Oh wait, that has to interrupt our romantic date. I have to see this. I have to be distracted. And the ego goes, yeah. When you're with someone, try and match their breathing. You want to be present to them? Imagine however that person is breathing. And you begin to syncopate, you know? I can't tell you how to wave a magic wand and be present. All I can do is say, set an intention to be present. Because really, it's a choice. It's a choice to be present. And what's amazing is the more present you are in the moment, the better the moments ahead get. Somebody asked me the other day, they said, if you could wave a magic wand and have anything you want, what would it be? And I said, with no joking, I said, I want the time in my life back that I wasted looking for things that I hid from myself. Where's my phone? Where's my phone? Where's my wallet? Where'd I leave my wallet? And it made perfect sense when I put it there, but I was completely not present. I was asleep. I was asleep. That's really what not being present is. It's being asleep in this moment. And you know, you took a look at the Buddha. The Buddha means the awakened one. Enlightenment means awake. What do we need to worry about tomorrow anyway? There's an old joke that a man fell out of a skyscraper 30 stories up, and as he fell and passed each floor, people would say, are you okay? And he'd say, so far. You know what? So far. And we're all going to hit bottom at some point. We're all going to end up not okay at some point. We're all going to leave this life. We're all going to transition out of it. Whatever that looks like. We don't know when that is. So why get it to the end of it? I always have this vision of God, Goddess, whatever it, she is, greeting me as I draw my first breath on the other side, and that entity saying, did you have fun? No, I was pretty much worried about everything that was getting ready to happen. And when I ran out of those things, then I started getting ticked off about things that had happened. This is not only as good as it gets, this is it. This is it. So draw as much presence, draw as much happiness, draw as much this, draw as much as you can. My little girl turns 18 in a couple of months. I sat with her this morning eating pancakes and I was thinking, man, I'd love to go back and have another tea party. And you know what I missed out on? Having pancakes this morning in that thought. Do your best that wherever you are, be there. Just be there. Just be present. Be present. Accept. Be. And the more you are, the more life expands. Take somebody, let's close in prayer. Dear God, living in the moment. It sounds like an oxymoron, living in the moment. Well, of course we're living in the moment. No. We are here present now. We are here together now. We feel one another's hands here now. We hold your hand here now. God, in these moments of clarity, in these moments of awakening, we see the beauty and the perfection and the goodness of life. For indeed, that's all there is. As we live in the moment, thank you, God. Amen. Thank you for listening. I hope you find this to be a blessing in your life. If you do, be sure and podcast these broadcasts. That is, set your device, your phone, your iPad, your computer to automatically receive these. You can do it through iTunes or you can do it through podbean.com. Go to willbowen.podbean.com and subscribe. Have a great week. I look forward to talking to you real soon. You can connect with me at will@willbowen.com. Have a great day. Bye-bye.